that's good. Mm. Glory to God. Why don't y'all stand up and stretch out uplifted hands and let the fruit of your lips give him praise? Come on and do that for me. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, everybody, I know we got more than one in here.
Praise you, Jesus.
Ah, yeah. Come on, everybody. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. He is a good God, isn't he? What a mighty God we serve. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Okay, you may be seated. Why don't you open your Bibles? To Psalm 149. Actually, you can even do better than that. Go even forward to Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And then he turns around and says, praise the Lord, O my soul. Sounds like somebody's talking to themselves. Doesn't it? He said, praise the Lord, O my soul. Now, we had this really weird thing. One of the lines we were singing, you know, give him your heart, soul, and your emotion. People say, oh, that's just emotional. Well, you know, God wants your emotion too. And when he says this right here, he said, praise the Lord, O my soul. The soul, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The soul is, you know, your soul contains all of your feeling, amen, and all of your emotions. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it says, feel it when you praise him.
Feel it when you praise him.
Says, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Look, it's, you know, there are times, you know, saints, you just say, I want to praise, you know, I've been around some old saints, and some of y'all not haven't seen some of the old ones. You know, be about 90-some years old and still praising God, could barely move, could barely dance. But they're up there, and they proclaim this scripture right here. I'm going to praise the Lord while I have my being. While I still am able to shout, I'm going to shout. Amen. While I'm still able to lift my hands, I want to lift my hands. I want to praise the Lord. While I'm still alive, I want to give him praise.
Amen.
You know, I only have so much time left in this body. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to assure he gets all of his praise out of it that he can. What about you? Are you going to fall asleep in death one day, amen, and not giving God the praise that he demands? Did you use your hands to glorify him? Did you use your feet to glorify him? Did you use your body? When you think about all the things you put your body to, amen, all the things you put your body through, but did you use your body as an instrument of praise or as an instrument of worship? Somebody say, I will.
I will.
That means I want to. I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no hope. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His breath goeth forth. He returneth to his earth. In the very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he. Everybody say happy. Say happy.
Happy.
That means when you're not happy, you have a problem. When you see people always miserable, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
always griping, always bent out of shape, always depressed, always sad. You know what the root of that is? The root of all unhappiness is we don't have our trust seated in Christ. Because the Bible says, happy, everybody say happy,
happy
is he that puts his trust in the Lord. Didn't mean happy is he that everything goes great. Happy is the one, everything just going their way. Happy are those that have a hope. Well, Jesus is our hope, right? But it says, happy is he who puts his trust in the Lord. You know, when you really put your trust in Jesus, you can laugh. When you really depend on God and you really know everything's going to be all right, so say, happiness happens when you put your trust in him. I'm talking to myself tonight, am I? Happiness happens when you put your trust in him. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, happy is the man that put his trust in the God of Jacob, for he is his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth and sea. Somebody say glory to God. Now, this goes along with what God was talking to us about Friday night. Amen, that he created everything, and he has the whole world in his hands. We have a big God, don't we? You know, and that ought to make you happy when you realize, amen, that the one that's controlling everything really exists, amen, and he is God and he knows you, amen, and he's going to cause everything to turn out for your good. That ought to make you happy, shouldn't it?
Amen.
That ought to put a smile on your face. They used to have a commercial in Maryland. I don't know if they had it down here. They used to call it the Smile-itis commercial. Did y'all have that? And it was a commercial for the Maryland State Lotto. And the whole commercial would all start out, and they would see, there would be this person walking through town, and he had this big old grin on his face. You just see it real quick. And somebody said, he just won the lotto. He's got smile-itis. Well, it's the same thing. When we find out, amen, what we have in God, amen, that everything's going to be all right, that we really are going to win, and that faith really does work, that Jesus is not only coming, amen, he's going to take us back with him. Amen. We can have a great life here. Amen. But when we die, glory to God, we don't have to go to hell. We get to be with God forevermore. That ought to make you happy, shouldn't it?
Amen.
So it says, happy is he that's put his trust in the Lord. Amen. Which made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in therein, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Somebody say glory to God. Now when Jesus came to earth, somebody say hallelujah. When the child was born, somebody say glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Somebody say glory. And the heavens rejoice. It said joy. Somebody say joy to the world. The Lord is come. Somebody say joy to the world. The Lord is come. Now notice here when Jesus came, the message that he preached in Isaiah chapter 60 and 61. Somebody say hallelujah. It sounds just like he was pulling it right out of here. It says this. Listen, the Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Amen. He looses prisoners. Things get better when God's on your side. You ought to get happy about it. So trust him to do it.
Amen.
Oh, it's quiet here.
Amen.
It's quiet here. That means you ain't getting nothing until you get happy. That's one thing the Methodist church used to have. You know, we had old dead Methodist church. You couldn't clap your hands, but you were allowed to get happy. They didn't call it shouting. They didn't call it screaming or anything like that. In the Methodist church, you know, they'd have the pipe organ. It'd be real dead. And all of a sudden, you hear someone just overcome with joy unspeakable and full of glory. They didn't even have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but they'd just jump up and start screaming or howling right where they were. And I'd say, what is wrong with that woman? My mom says, she's just happy. Did you see who got happy in church today? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody found out how good God was, that everything was going to be all right,
amen,
and they got happy. Somebody say joy.
Joy
comes when you find out that Jesus is on your side. Amen?
Amen.
Now listen, he's going to do all of those things. Listen, the Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord loves the righteous. How many of you are doing the right thing? How many of you are walking in the plan of God? Amen? If you're walking in the plan of God, he will bless you. He will keep you safe from all harm. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. Don't think that God's going to hook you up when you're going the wrong way. Now, we've been singing, God's about to turn some things around. We should sing sometimes, amen. God's about to turn some things upside down, amen. He loveth the way of the righteous. Don't think you're going to take his car and drive in anywhere you want to. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't think he's going to bless you a house for you to do whatever you want to do in it. You can't. Amen.
Amen.
Don't think he's going to bless you with a big bank account. He does do it. You're going to spend it on any little thing that comes to the top of your head. It doesn't work like that. Somebody say, he loves the way of the righteous.
Amen.
He prospers his plan. He's not going to prosper every plan. He's going to prosper the plan that he has birthed. Amen. And he turneth the way. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
He turneth, listen. Do you have the same Bible that I do, people? It says, listen, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. And there are many people that say, oh, the devil did this. Oh, the devil did that. The devil, you know, everything's all flipped upside down. Look what the devil did. Look what the devil did. Some say, the way of the wicked. God will turn upside down, and he will make it right. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. How many of you want to see good?
Amen.
How many of you want to see some good things?
Amen.
Amen. How many are ready for something wonderful to happen?
Amen.
Now, we better sing that song, something good, something great. Amen. Going to happen to you, let it happen to you. How many of you are ready for it to happen?
Amen.
How many of you are ready for it to happen? Don't you know I'm prophesying to you right now?
Amen.
And you're sitting up there looking like I'm just talking off the top of my head. I could have been watching TV. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I'm here delivering the word of God. Amen. The same word, it doesn't change. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's backing me up. He's right here saying, tell them again, I want to do something good for them. They have yet to believe it. They have yet to receive it. Somebody say, God wants
to do something
good for you.
Good.
Oral Roberts, when he was ministering way back there in the 70s. Some of y'all caught Oral Roberts when he used to be on TV. Amen. And they would sing, and he had a wonderful revelation. And they would get on there, something good is going to happen today. Jesus of Nazareth is coming your way. And God used that man for that particular season. His message was something good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's going to happen to you. I'm going to say it one more time. Maybe there's a heart open. Something good is going to happen to you. Jesus of Nazareth is coming your way. Yes, sir. Something good, my God, is going to happen. Jesus of Nazareth is in your midst. Don't you look at the outward circumstances. Don't you look at the situation. Don't you dare call him a liar. I'm here and I'm telling you something good. Amen. It's going to happen. Jesus is coming your way. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I receive it, Father. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I just want to help you and milk it for a while. Is that all right? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, he's going to sit there until he sees it come to pass. He's going to sit right there. He comes himself. He comes himself to see it come to pass. Hallelujah. He comes himself to see it come to pass. Hallelujah. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the great I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yeah, you could be blessed if you wanted to tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I would tell you something, but some of you would get in trouble because you'd say something you had no business saying, amen, and miss it. Hallelujah. But if you'd open your heart and receive something wonderful will happen to you, it'll start in this place. It'll start to manifest on a daily basis. Oh, God can do much more than this, people. Hallelujah. Oh, what a revelation. So what do you got to do? What do you got to do to see the good of God manifest? What do What should I do to see the goodness of God manifest in my life? Somebody say, release it. Somebody say, release it. Say, release it again.
Release it.
Anybody need anything from God? Anybody need anything from God? Anybody need anything from God? Praise ye the Lord, for it is good. Praise ye the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For it in itself is good. Somebody say praise is good. That means when you do it, good will happen. Good will come. Russ Tatt used to sing a song, praise the Lord, he can work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord for our God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whenever you praise him, he'll show up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whenever you praise him, he'll show up.
Oh, hallelujah.
He inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. I tell you what, victory is just a praise away. Victory is just a praise away. Your breakthrough is just a praise away. Someone say, he praised him in. He praised him in. Praise gets his attention. Praise gets his attention. It calls him near. He sits there. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you need him to move in any area of your life? Is there any area that he has to put his hands on? Any area that he has to touch? Hallelujah. His presence is the place of praise. It is good. Somebody say, the Lord is good. It is good, but yet the Lord is good. Where his praises is, there he will be. And that's why praise is so good, because he's right in the middle of it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's always good to praise, because you can't have praise without having God. He will always fill your, amen, sincere praise with his presence.
Amen.
When you put everything on the backside, amen, and clear your mind and get there, he will always honor your praise, amen, with his presence. He'll listen to every song, amen. He'll watch every dance step. Oh, bless the Lord, amen. He'll rejoice with you. Praise, amen, demands his presence. Yes. 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 People wonder. Somebody had a revelation. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost right now. You can go home if you want to. Amen. Somebody had a revelation about that song. If you confess the Lord, call him up. If you confess the Lord, call him up. If you confess the Lord, call him up. Call him up. And tell him what you want. Now, isn't it crazy that the chorus of that song doesn't have anything to do with the verse? Somebody had a revelation. When you praise him, you call him up. It says, just can't stop praising his name. Somebody say hallelujah. I just can't stop praising his name. Just can't stop praising the name of Jesus. Somebody say, call on the name of Jesus. What's his name? Hallelujah. He's too good. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you know the name of Jesus? He's your Savior. He's your Deliverer. He's your victory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise demands his presence. Praise pulls on his presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You ought to worship him in this place right now. You ought to worship him in this place right now. You ought to worship him in this place right now. You ought to worship him in his place right now. Praise him. You ought to praise him right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn it off. Glory to God. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Ha, oh, ho, ho.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's been speaking. And I would tell you what he said. Amen. I would tell you what he said. Amen. Glory to God. You can call me a nut if you want to. Amen. But the Lord is right in front of you, sitting right there, right in front of you for the last 15 or 20 minutes, sitting right there on the front of you. And he says, I'm here because somebody praised me. Amen. I've been running my mouth, but that's what he was saying in the background. Amen. And I heard another say, he said, I'm not going to leave until I bless somebody. I'm here because somebody needs me. Somebody wants me. Amen. They praise me. That means they must want something. Glory to God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, set here. Amen. Until he fulfills what he's come to do. Whenever he comes to set somebody free. Whenever he comes to open somebody's eyes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whenever he comes to fill somebody's stomach.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is the Savior. Glory to God. Whenever he comes, things get better, and he's here. Glory to God. What do you want? Yes, glory. That's it. That's it. Glory to God. That's it. That's it. Glory to God. Yandalabosata. Yandalabosata. Yekalanahandalabosikarahada. Basananidalabosata. Yeah, you'll get it. You're not going to go. You better get in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You praise him. You praise the Lord. You praise the Lord. You, oh, yananamno o satarahandaha. You call him up. You call him up. You call him up. Glory to God. Here to meet your need. Here to give you victory. Here to give you deliverance. Here to give you a breakthrough. So he wants to work with you. He wants to work with you. Oh. He said, listen, I heard some, you know, that scripture said, lo, I am with you always and forever, even until the end of time. Some say he's always there. But notice that it also says, keep on praying. Keep on believing, singing and making melody into your heart. Always praise the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Some say, hallelujah. Continual praise, continual presence. Glory to God. Continual praise, continual presence manifest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's yours, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Yes. King of kings, Lord of lords, thou art worthy. Come on and praise. Worthy, thou art worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. Worthy, you are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Worthy. You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords. You are worthy. Worthy. You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords. I worship you. Yes. He told me somebody in here owes him praise. Hallelujah. 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 He said, you're in the firmament of his power. Act like it. Glory to God. You're in the firmament of his power. That's the place where he's manifesting himself. Hallelujah. When you see him doing something, glory to God. When he's moving in the room, glory to God. When he's moving in your life and things that are happening that only you can give him credit for. Hallelujah. You know that only God did it. Hey. That's the firmament of his power. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him in it. When he does a powerful thing for you, praise him in that season. He's trying to get me to tell you this season is the firmament of his power. Praise him in it. Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whenever you discern, hey, something's going on, it's God. I'm in the firmament of his power. Glory to God. He is in authority. He's in authority. He's moving. Glory to God. I got to praise him in it. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Now, that's one reason to praise him. If you're in a season where lots of God things are going on, when he's breaking away for you, glory to God, and bringing you out, done something that you couldn't do yourself.
Hallelujah.
He said, you ought to praise him there. I'm talking about what he wants me to talk about.
Hallelujah.
I'm just reading. Amen.
Praise you.
Hallelujah. Psalm 150. Keep on praising him. Now listen, that's the first group.
Praise you, Jesus.
That's, see, I didn't even miss one. It said, praise God in his sanctuary.
Praise you, Jesus.
That means that if you're in a place, glory to God, that his presence abides. See, some of you, you don't understand where you are. You're just in a secret place with God. Amen. A place that's secure from everything else. Amen. It's just you and God. When you get to that realm, praise him there. Amen. Then you praise him in the firmament of his power. Somebody say hallelujah. And some of you need to praise him for this reason right here. Praise him for his mighty acts.
Hallelujah.
Now, if he hadn't done anything, you don't need to praise him. But if he's done something for you, glory to God, you ought to praise him for what he has already done. Whenever he acts like God, you ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Whenever he blesses you, whenever he turns things around, you ought to praise him. Don't you dare sit there. Glory to God. Praise him for his mighty acts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All you got to do is say thank you. Glory to God. You brought me out. You delivered me. Hallelujah. And how much do you praise him? How bad should your fit be? How loud should your praise be? According, someone say according, to his mighty acts. Your praise should match his blessing. Your praise should match what he did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He give you $1 million contract. Give $1 million worth of praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Does your praise match his acts?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're still alive today. Amen. That bullet didn't take you out. You ought to praise him for it. Hallelujah. You ought to praise him for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now just praise him. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise. Woo! Glory to God. I mean, that's somebody that can bless them at all times. Isn't that something? His praise will continually be on my mouth.
Praise you, Father.
Somebody say,
thank God
for his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, and I will manifest myself to them and make myself known. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, I will manifest myself to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Shout out to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you praise him, he'll manifest himself to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
Oh.
You are holy.
Oh.
Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, he wants to come closer. 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 Hi, I don't know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All I could do was praise him. All I could do was praise him.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I tell you what, praise
thank
is protection.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't you know that praise is protection? If you're praising
thank
him, you won't do
Jesus.
The wrong thing
thank
when he's
you,
in the
Jesus.
Midst.
Thank you,
you
Jesus.
Won't offend him. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You won't offend God when you're praising. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
See, he wants
thank
to come
you,
closer,
Jesus.
And a lot of people would get in trouble. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, that's a word for her. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise is your protection.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know that God wants to manifest himself to you? Glory to God. And he wants to come closer. You know he's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a powerful God. Hallelujah. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. You got to be careful what you say around him. Be careful what you do around him. Amen. It's his presence, and you don't want to mess up in his presence. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
So if you want to protect yourself from messing up, glory to God, cover yourself in praise. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how David could stay with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he covered himself in praise protection. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord at all times. Praise will continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all. Yes. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. See, some of you don't feel comfortable yet just going all forth in praise and just going nuts. But all you have to do sometimes is just don't worry about nobody else. Just lift your hands like this. I'm trying to help you tonight. Amen. Just lift your hands like that. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad you did it. Amen. Jesus is coming your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just don't worry about nobody else. It's so easy. I'm so glad. Oh, bless the Lord. That was it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 And you just don't have to do it here at church. You can do it at home when you're all by yourself. Hallelujah. Just stretch out your hands to Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Expect a blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, saints, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mama, you ought to get up and stretch your hands out too. He's going to be moving on your boy. Hallelujah. 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 He's coming your way. Glory to God. I saw Jesus go back there to him. Amen. I saw before he lifted his hands, where I saw you before you even lifted your hands, lifting your hands. And I had to say something to get him up. Amen. Because I saw Jesus come back there and he said, I love him. Amen. And I want to do something for him. Amen. Hallelujah. And you need to take a second step of praise. Glory to God. Just the uplifted hands. Watch what happens. Hallelujah. He wants to do something good for you. Hallelujah. Thank you. You called him, didn't you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. It's him that's wooing you. It's the Spirit of God that's wooing you unto him. Hallelujah. And he's happy. Amen. You taking your steps? No, he's taking his. Hallelujah. Watch what happens. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, expect it to get better. Thank you, Jesus. Expect it to be better. You hear what I'm saying? I'm
thank
done.
You, thank you, Jesus.
And I'm not saying expect it to be better than what the devil did.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not just saying expect things to get better because things are so bad.
Thank you.
Amen. And Jesus told me expect it to be better because he's going to do it himself this time.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to be better than the last time it was done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Special anointing. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Just lift up holy hands as the Lord ministers to you. Oh, He's in this place. He loves you. He loves this place. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, amen. Y'all just keep praising, amen. Two things. If I say something that God didn't say and said that he said it, amen, I die. Amen. If I say that God said something, amen, and God did say it, you say he didn't say it, amen, you die. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you can't lie on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God loves you and he loves this place.
Jesus.
I heard him singing it. There's no place like nations.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He likes being here with you.
Hallelujah.
He likes
Hallelujah.
Being here with
Thank
you.
Jesus.
He likes being here with you.
Thank you.
He likes being here with you. Hallelujah. Whole heart. He likes it because you give him your whole heart.
You.
All of your soul and all of your devotion. He's here because he likes it.
You,
oh, hallelujah. You're special to him. You're special to him. Do you hear me? You as individuals are special to him. You collectively are special to him. There's nobody like you. Glory to God. Amen. Nobody like you. No situation like you in the whole world. Glory to God. Nothing like it. Amen. Some say, God knows you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Sandaramosikiamahai. Expect him to move on your Bethel. Expect him to speak from your Bethel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to put a door tag over my bathroom that says Bethel. That's not a bathroom. That's Bethel. The place where God speaks.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bethel means a place where God speaks.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Find your Bethel.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bethel.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was done a long time ago. I'm not stalling the service, but he's in the room. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to leave before him. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to close his meeting. I don't let no preacher come in here and close his meeting without checking with me. I'm not going to close his meeting. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Make sure it's lifted. Amen. He might want to see somebody else. Amen. By the way, it's going to be a good week if you stay in the spirit. scripture I need to read to you, then you can go home. But I've heard it four times. I just didn't know where it was. Amen. Revelation chapter 3 is awesome. It's talking about the return of Christ. Also, the scripture about the Laodicean church is in here. Laodicean church is in here. Amen. And I want you to find another scripture on your own and meditate on it. Amen. There's a scripture that says, I will manifest myself unto him. Find where that is yourself. You remember, I believe I preached it one time. Then I remember where it is. I will come in and manifest myself unto him. Glory to God. But right now, this other scripture I heard, I sup. Amen. And I just went here. And it says this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. Somebody say hallelujah. And will sup with him, and he with me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is right here at your door. And all you got to do is hear his voice. And the moment that you receive the word and hear the word, he'll come on in. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. What kind of church do you want to be, people? The one that hears and lets him come in. Praise the Lord. You read the whole thing, didn't you? Glory to God.
The next sentence after that.
You read it for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Read the whole chapter. I will come in. Now listen, even deeper than that, church, some of you have gone through some really rough things. The church has been some rough things. Amen. And you wonder, what's wrong? I haven't been blessed. I've gone through all these changes. I've lost this, lost that. I don't feel so blessed. Doesn't feel like God is on my side. What's going wrong? I don't understand it. And even tonight we read that scripture, you know, sometimes he turns things upside down. Amen. Sometimes you do get Holy Ghost spankings. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Before he comes in and sups with you, amen. It says, as many as I love. So say love.
Love.
Say it again, love.
Love.
The Lord loves those. The Lord loves the righteous, doesn't he?
Amen.
Doesn't the Lord love the righteous? Well, those he loves, he says, those I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Amen.
Amen. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Behold, he stands at the door and knocks. Don't turn them off. Don't lock the door. Just open it up and let them in. Some of us are coming out of a season of harsh rebuke. Amen. And chastening. Amen. We don't understand. Amen. God loves you. Amen. Now he's at the door. He's coming in himself to bring good things. Y'all stay blessed all day. Stay blessed all week. Amen. We'll catch y'all on Wednesday. Love each other, please. Amen. And keep the door open. Keep the door open. Amen. And you keep the door open, amen, by praising him. Praise is the open door. Amen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. You know, these opportunities of, you know, when God does a mighty work and all those things, every time something happens that demands you to praise him, that's a knock on the door. And you open that door by praising him. Have you had him knocking on your door lately? The way to open the door that he knocks, amen, on, amen, is to praise him. So listen to him. Feels like one in 30 day meetings, doesn't it? We already going to go, just still here looking, sitting and looking. Amen. we're done. Service is over. But you need to stand up and stretch out your hands and just say, I am the blessed of God. Say it one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. And somebody thinks this is a weird meeting, but we used to teach stuff. Amen. Brother Hagin taught it in Holy Ghost meetings or something like that. Tonight, a lot of the way we've been flowing is just not the quickest thing that comes up to the top of your head and being bossy. But we will see people move. I'll give it to you a second. Amen. I know it's good. Amen. Don't lose it. Amen. A lot of times in different meetings, when God is moving, you'll see things. And you just give it time. Amen. Amen. And it'll take place. And usually when you see that happen, you need to do this. Amen. It means that we saw it in the spirit. Amen. As soon as it happens in the natural, even that connection takes place. Friday night, I saw that move. Dean started dancing kind of weird, amen, during his bit Friday night. But we were singing before the service ever started. I saw it in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Him back there, when he was sitting back there, just sitting back there, amen. I could see the Lord going back there, but I saw him with his hands lifted up. Amen. Glory to God. Said and went on and taught on it for a little bit, and then his hands went up. So I said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Then I saw you, amen, several moments ago, amen. And you were in your home around the kitchen, amen. And you were just saying, I am the blessed of God. And that confession was taking place. And also here, amen, so do that. And for the last several services, amen, I saw you walking around here with your mouth open. Amen. And you've been wondering why I've been messing with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said, whatever I see the Father doing. And the Father's the place of it. Somebody say, God fathers things in the spiritual realm. See, that's where the Father is, in the spiritual realm. Amen. So when you see it on the inside, amen, you do it on the outside. And that's where the provision and a manifestation takes place. Amen. A lot of times people are waiting for stuff to happen. If you see yourself in the spirit going crazy in the spirit, then do it. Whatever you see, amen, on the inside, act it out on the outside and watch what happens. Hallelujah. And you were wondering in these meetings, when we had these Holy Ghost meetings, we used to teach it, amen, the knees would be so strong, the presence would be so strong. But first, whenever you need a miracle from God, first miracle that took place that Jesus performed, Mary taught the disciples. And she said, whatever he says to do, do it. Amen. So whatever you feel led of the Spirit of God to do, amen, do it. And you'll get a miracle. Hallelujah. It's good today. Amen. It's good today. Expect to stay rich all week long. What did you have? Stand it up and speak it out.